Carol, talk a little bit about maybe what is different in this election campaign as opposed to others. And I guess for many people, it starts off with campaigning in a pandemic.
Exactly. I mean, so that is quite different to be campaigning into a pandemic. So there certainly are a lot of precautions that we are taking. You know, we are, of course, me and the party are extremely disappointed that the Prime Minister would call an election as we were heading into a fourth wave and a very short election. We barely have time to put our election signs out that it's up and it's not going to be time to take them down. So, and a very costly one as well. We're talking about $600 million, so quite problematic. But certainly, you know, people are making calls from home more than coming into the campaign offices. So the campaign office itself won't have that full buzz that it used to have with, you know, dozens or 20 or more. Sometimes it was hundreds of people that would come in a day. And so, you know, we are doing things differently and safely is the case. I've been knocking on doors, and of course, I'm wearing my mask. I'm backing away from the door so that we can have that distance, so we can have those conversations. And but things are going well. Things are going very well.
What do you think are the biggest issues in your riding this election?
Oh my! I mean, certainly affordability is one of them. You know, there's a lot of people that are having difficulty making ends meet. So that is one aspect of it. But under that, there are a variety of things. So affordable quality internet services and cell phone services. We saw how difficult it was for many Canadians to be able to do work from home and study from home as well. So it was really challenging for some. And for those families who can't afford the high rates of internet, you know, it was a challenge for them to be able to have their kids be on in class every day virtually. So that has been extremely problematic, and as well as to be able to do their work, right? But a lot of them still don't have even access to fiber. So that's extremely problematic. And jobs is still an issue, and being able to get employees is another issue. So, and I'm also hearing a lot about the need for better health care and dental care. So there are a variety of things that are happening, and the issues sometimes change from community to community. I can tell you that, you know, I have been working with some of those communities. I've been able to get some money for broadband, help get some money for broadband with the Township of Huron Shores, who has a entity called HNM COFI. That's to bring fiber to the area. So that's something I work very closely with them on, and had lobbied the minister on a number of occasions and been through a year about that. So I'm glad that we got that funding just recently announced last week, actually.
Well, what you mentioned earlier about the fact that businesses having a hard time finding employers and people having reluctant to either go back to work or maybe taking too much of advantage of a program such as the CERB. What can the NDP do, or what can your party do, or what can you do from a writing standpoint in terms of encouraging more people to get back to work or helping the employers find more employees? That's been a big challenge out there right now as they try to reopen and try to get their businesses rolling.
Yeah, so there's a variety of things. I mean, first of all, given, you know, the close pace, it's hard sometimes for employers to be able to accommodate a lot of employees as well, right? And so, you know, because there's still all of these protocols in place, because we haven't been able to get, although we've gotten quite far, and you know, we've made some advancements in getting rid of so many people being infected. We're seeing a height now coming back because of the fourth wave, and so what we can see is it's a lot of them are people who have decided, who have chosen not to be vaccinated or haven't bothered to get vaccinated yet. So I think that we need to do you know, more education on that piece. We need to certainly help employers during this difficult time in upgrading their offices or their businesses to make sure that they are able to have the proper protection in place as people return to work. And for the employees, it's the same thing. I mean, for some of these employees, they may have to continue working from home, which, you know, at times can be challenging, especially if you have kids. So, you know, there are some programs that should be put in place. We also have to do much better to encourage international, like people from other countries, to also come to Canada, because we had a skills labor shortage. We had an employee shortage before, and so now we're seeing it now. So it's not that people don't want to work, but they want to be able to work in a healthy and safe environment. So, I think that we have to look at, you know, some of the policies. I see, you know, finally the government has indicated that they will be mandating vaccines. I can give you an example as to where someone who had required home care, for example, the home care workers were coming in to take care of this couple, and both of them were fragile, but the home care workers at the time were not vaccinated. And so, you know, when they would question them on there, they would say, oh, you know, well, I'm going to take my chances. Well, they're not only taking their chances, they're also putting the lives of these people at risk, because actually one of the workers ended up testing positive for COVID. So, you know, I can see why people are asking individuals, if you have been vaccinated, especially if they're relying on a service that is there to protect their to help them during a difficult time in their health, and as well as, you know, to protect themselves from being seeing themselves being subjected to this virus. So there's a lot of questions, because then it becomes a liability. Who's liable? The employee or the employer as well? So there's a lot to think about when we're looking at this, but certainly we need to make sure that there are better programs. The NDP has already done that in some instances. I can tell you, when the federal government only wanted to give 10% wage subsidy, we got them to up that to 70%. So that was a huge help to employers. The CERB was the same thing for people who were told that they can't go to work. At first, the government just wanted to give a few extra months of EI, and then when we convinced them they should give benefits through like the CERB, then they only wanted to give $1,000 a month. Well, you know, you can't pay your bills on $1,000 a month, and workers their wages were being affected because they were making much more than that for the most part, and so we got them to move to $2,000 a month. We got them to put forward a program for paid sick leave. Those are all things that the NDP were able to do to assist people during this extremely difficult time.
When are we going to see you in the Kapuskasing area, Carol? We're going to see you up before the 20th?
Yes, for sure. I'll be up there actually next week. I should be there Monday or Tuesday, probably Monday in Hearst, and then I will be in the area in Kapuskasing come Tuesday. My office there, my campaign office, was still being set up yesterday, so I'm assuming it should be up and running within the next day or two. And in Elliott Lake, my campaign office has been up and running since Monday. So we're in a good spot, and we're going to continue to do what we need to do, which is to make sure that people know that we have their backs, and that, you know, our interest in this election isn't about forming a majority government, because, well, you know, certainly if we can get government, that would be good. But that's exactly why the Liberals called an election. They said that they couldn't, that it was dysfunctional, that they weren't getting legislation through. Well, they weren't getting legislation through because they weren't putting the legislation forward. They were delaying in putting that legislation forward. We did get some legislation through, and thanks to the NDP, who were able to improve the lives of Canadians during COVID. So I'm not sure what he was talking about. We were able to work with them. And so we know that right now all they're interested in is pushing their own agenda and not having accountability.